I'm Marcy Silman, and you're with The Record here on KUOW. Microsoft has seen a lot of changes under new leadership of Satya Nadella. Meanwhile, the company's co-founder, Bill Gates, still has his hand in Microsoft somehow, but he's also busy with a slew of projects. GeekWire's Todd Bishop joins us once again. And today, Todd, all Bill Gates all the time?
That's right. We're going to catch up on Bill G, as he's known.
Bill, is he really?
Yes, that's the official alias.
Okay, well, that's a fact I didn't know. But before we talk about all the things that he's doing outside of Microsoft, can you explain to me what he's doing in the company?
Yes. So over the past year, Bill Gates stepped down as Microsoft's chairman, which was essentially the last official title that he had held since leaving day-to-day duties back in 2008. So he's now acting as a strategic advisor inside the company to Satya Nadella, basically helping him navigate some of the intricacies of product development. And Bill Gates has actually been meeting with product teams.
Oh, really?
And playing more of a behind-the-scenes role. So his role at Microsoft is now much less visible than it was when he was chairman.
How much decision-making power does he have?
Not much. Obviously, somebody with that kind of history at the company has some influence, but in terms of actual decision-making power, the boss is Satya Nadella now.
Okay. Well, we know when Bill Gates stepped down the first time, not from the current role, but I guess 2008 he went over to work at the Gates Foundation. So we know that he's doing that. He's running this mega philanthropic organization. But what else is he doing?
Well, Bill Gates has a third place, in fact. He has his own personal office, a private office with a staff that works for him. And through that office, he's been doing a variety of interesting things, essentially forging his own path as Bill Gates the brand. You know, we called it on GeekWire this morning, the business of being Bill Gates. And you've seen him really take a stand on a lot of global issues, even beyond those that he works with at the Gates Foundation. For example, global warming. He's been calling on the United States and China to really get their act together and start taking concrete steps to fight carbon emissions, for example.
Well, Todd Bishop, that sounds very noble, but he's also got his hand in the commercial for-profit world, right?
Absolutely. And this is where it gets a little bit controversial, because he's maintained ties to Nathan Myhrvold, who is the head of Intellectual Ventures, and many NPR listeners would know Nathan Myhrvold from the big expose that This American Life did. Many public radio listeners would know that. Through Intellectual Ventures, Bill Gates has so far invested in 4 spinoffs from that particular investment company, doing some really out there stuff. For example, trying to reinvent the nuclear reactor and come up with new satellite antennas that can essentially bend radiation in fascinating new ways to receive internet around the world.
Right, so some of these new companies, I read about them, they're focused on what they call metamaterials, which you lost me at metamaterial. I know what meta means. I know what material means. What are we talking about?
So these are essentially artificial materials, and they're engineered to have properties that have not yet been found in nature. So, for example, they're using metamaterials to come up with a new way of using radar, of creating radar that is entirely new and not something that natural materials would be able to do.
Okay, so in this third place of Bill G's life, is he doing this to make money? Because he doesn't really need money.
Not really. No, I should say that his private investment arm, Cascade Investment, is based in this third place, or part of this third place as well. But a lot of what he's doing here is influencing global issues, and he is actually working on a book, The Road Ahead, which was the iconic book that came out in 1995. Nathan Myhrvold was a co-author on that book as well. It's been almost 20 years since that book, and Bill Gates employs actually a former Wall Street Journal reporter, Robert Guth, who used to cover Microsoft and Bill Gates, and is now working on a book with Bill Gates, the details of which are a mystery. The company won't say what the book is, and we're going to have to wait to find out what it's about.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me. GeekWire editor Todd Bishop is here, and we're talking tech, but with a little twist, since it's the last Monday of 2014, and every week it seems like there's new ideas, new leaders in the tech industry. So I'm curious how what we might call the granddaddy, a granddaddy of the tech industry, Bill Gates, does to stay in touch with all this sprouting.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the most interesting things that he has done the past couple years is he participates as a secret Santa in the Reddit gifts exchange. So he actually picks a random person from the social network and online forum Reddit and gives them a gift. And he does it in a way that's really savvy. He not only gives them what they want. For example, he gave this year's recipient a coffee table book about Africa because she wanted to go there. But he also donates money in their name to charities that he wants to promote. So, for example, he gave a donation in this year's recipient's name to Shot at Life, which is an organization that provides vaccines to kids in developing nations. So he's using his celebrity in combination with social media to bring attention to these causes that he wants to spotlight.
I have to say, I read the reaction from the recipient of Secret Santa. She was quite stoked.
Yes.
Because in addition to a coffee table book, he gave her some kind of
a loci helmet, I think it's
okay,
called.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. And another thing that goes up there with metamaterials. How long have you been covering Bill Gates, Todd?
I've been covering Microsoft and Bill Gates since 2002.
So in 2008, when he stepped away from involvement in the company, what did you expect he was going to do with himself?
It's interesting because my former colleague at the Seattle PI, Tom Paulson, and I wrote a story speculating on what he could do. And we talked with Myhrvold at the time, and Nathan Myhrvold really foreshadowed all of this because he said, Bill Gates is studying harder than he's ever studied to understand the world, which is ironic for a Harvard dropout. And he said, basically, Bill Gates will be able to do whatever he puts his mind to. He has the intellectual capital and the real world capital to tackle at least any problem that he wants to, if not solve those problems.
Sounds like he's on that pathway 5 years later.
Definitely. And the reputation that he's developing is so different than the one that he had globally, or at least in the U.S. during the antitrust days. So you're seeing a real transformation of image here as well.
Todd Bishop is co-founder and editor of the Seattle-based technology news site GeekWire. He joins us every other Monday on The Record. Todd, Happy New Year to you.
To you as well, Marcy.